So something really interesting about my experience with the Spotlight is I was actually a public Métis citizen that reached out to the Métis Association to participate in this so I could help bring awareness and help give back to my own community in terms of these the crisis that we're experiencing. And one of the things that I lead with is making sustainability, what is traditionally known as Westernized sustainability, more tangible, overcoming those intimidating topics that may not be easily attainable or approachable to the everyday person, and also help combat those cost-intensive nature that is associated with sustainability. You know, retrofit, eco products, all of those things comes with a really high cost. So trying to make things more tangible and approachable while trying to make things less polarizing was also promoting pride within the Métis community, because these are things that we're already doing in terms of living sustainably, growing our own food, in terms of my personal experience, canning, and we raised bison when I was children, and these are things that our families are already innately doing. So really growing that pride and almost associating that sustainable Westernized label to things that we're already doing, because it really is something that's just built into our culture.